Wilson and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 65 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Could catch a shower or an isolated thunder shower late tonight. Our low 48 tomorrow. Becoming partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Hope you're having a great Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve. We send a big shout out to our friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Buy local, support local. Hang out with us this morning. Got your host, James, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in country music.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us, everybody. Got some fun stuff to get into this morning. Got some news about Alan Jackson I want to get into in a little
All
bit.
Right.
Got that one coming up for you. Get into our schedule. Got some great high school sports on the radio dial for you today.
Yes, we do.
Excited about all
Very
that.
Very cool.
Touch on our schedule, some other fun things we got going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to begin right here, taking a look back, Seth. It was on this day, and now we got two reasons for this one,
right.
I'll tell you right now. It was on this day that Willie Nelson, on this day in 1982, that Willie Nelson was number one on the country album charts with Always On My Mind, which became the Billboard number one country album of the year.
Wow.
The album spent 22 weeks at the top of the charts and stayed for a total of 253 weeks.
Whoa, that is impressive.
you don't hear that very often.
Okay. I'm trying to calculate in my head. And I can't. How many years is that?
That's right. That's what I was trying to do. Thank you. I am not alone on this one. Okay. I was trying to do a very similar thing
there.
So the 253 weeks on the top of the charts. The title track was originally recorded by Brenda Lee back in 72 and has since been recorded by a lot of different artists. Elvis Presley in 72 as well.
Wow.
Along with John Wesley Riles in 79.
Okay.
Some great ones, of course.
Yes. It's really interesting that, you know, this was one of the songs he wrote before he was really, he was always performing, but before he became, you know, quote unquote, Willie Nelson. But still, it's the version that I always think of when
absolutely.
I think of this song as his version of it.
Yes, absolutely. It's the only version I think of. And honestly, when I even when they mention covers, I know I've heard covers. I can't think of anybody else's cover. I do remember Brenda Lee's version a little bit, but it's this version that is the
definitive,
true,
maybe. Yeah.
And it's also interesting to me, and we saw this a little bit when we were in high school with the Con Air song, Leanne Rimes and Trisha Yearwood did,
yes.
or was it Trisha
Something,
Yearwood?
I think so,
was it Faith Hill? Oh, Trisha Yearwood.
Two of them.
You don't see this very often, but it happened all the time back in the day.
It did.
You've got a hit song? Well, I'm going to record
it, yep.
But I just recorded it 6 months ago. I don't care. I'm going to do it too. Like, you just don't see that anymore.
Not much. It used
really
to be very
rare.
Common, though. Yeah, you're right.
Very common, and especially through genres. Like, oh, this is a hit in country. I'm going to do it in R&B.
Yep.
And that. You saw a lot of that music. It's interesting how we don't see that anymore. I don't know if it's because these companies hold these songs so closely and you can't do that. I'm not sure. Not sure how it works. I do know that I wanted to play Always On My Mind, but we've all heard this song quite a bit. I wanted to see, hey, is there a different version out there?
Oh, okay.
Well, this is Willie Merle and Ray. This is from the Last of the Breed tour. This was back in 2020.
Okay.
It was a PBS special. Shout out to PBS. Keep PBS around, everybody.
Yep.
This is Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Ray Price, and with them is doing backup is Asleep at the Wheel.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a group there. Holy mackerel.
It's a really cool version. If you listen closely, you can hear Merle in the background doing a little bit of backup vocals and stuff. And
awesome.
You hear his guitar and Willie's playing
Love
simultaneely
it.
Perfectly together.
Mm-hmm.
This is the redheaded stranger, Willie Nelson. Now, before we dive into that, Seth, the other reason I wanted to play this for today, our good friend, new good friend, Michael Moore, who joined us on the Rapid Support, that you can catch at WFHR.com. He's got a 90-minute tribute show to legend Willie Nelson going on live here tonight in Wisconsin Rapids at the Performing Arts Center.
Yes, tonight, everyone, 7:30. Be there before that, of course, because we want to see you there. It's really cool. This is the first big show to open up their season of the Arts Council.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is that, well, at least for me anyway, is that I'll be there. I'm going to help introduce Willie and family live. and with Sally, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, man, I hope to see, you know, I hope to see that full auditorium. I know we gave away some tickets already.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really great. But hopefully go to their website, savorthearts.com, and you can see what tickets are still available because you can still buy them right there.
It's a real immersive experience. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a bunch of Willie memorabilia and stuff up there. He's got some stories in a bit, and when you hear him talk, he sounds like Willie Nelson. He doesn't just sing just like him.
I mean, which is so cool.
Michael's a great guy, too, mm-hmm. and he really gets it, really has a kind of fell into this while always loving Willie Nelson. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun time. Yeah. Join Seth, some of our listeners, to win some tickets.
Yep.
Get yourself tickets at SavorTheArts.com. SavorTheArts.com. Buy local support. Local support the arts. Mm-hmm. And a big shout-out to Sally and the gang. Eric's going to be working hard tonight, I'm sure, over at the PAC. And you get, anytime you get to see a show at the Performing Arts Center,
that is a treat.
Such a beautiful...
It is.
That and the Rams Auditorium, those are the two on my list that I have not gotten to perform on in this town.
Very good.
They're both great stages.
Yep.
Join Michael tonight for this Willie Nelson tribute. It's going to be a great time. Again, get your tickets at SavorTheArts.com and have some fun there tonight, Seth.
Yeah, I hope to. Hope to see some people.
Here is Willie with Merle on Always on My Mind, on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I never told you that I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. Always on my mind. Tell me. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. And give me. Give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. Keep you satisfied. Little things I should have said and done, just never took the time. You were always on my mind. 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 Yeah.
wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Favorites and classics.
You say this ain't over yet. I've said things that I'll regret. Won't be easy to forget. Scars to
about you. All I want to do is hold you tight. I can't take another angry night when nobody wins. We both lose. Hearts get broken and love gets bruised. When we light that same old fuse, again and again. Nobody wins. Slamming doors. We both lost this fight before. And I won't play this game no more. Nobody wins. I know something's bound to break if we don't.
Something bring me back to the middle. this middle.
WIRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Urban 105.5. Oh, gotta let that one finish.
Yeah.
I forgot about that ending. I forgot.
They do that to you a lot.
There's a lot of country music that does that. You gotta let the big finish finish.
Yeah.
Seth and James here with you, and wanted to get into a little bit of country music news real quick here because I thought this is a good one. And man, this is going to be a heck of a final show. Alan Jackson's final concert is set for June 27th at Nashville's Nissan Stadium. He'll be joined by a couple of special guests. I don't know if you've heard of these people. Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, and that guy right there, Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
All going to be there, man.
Wow.
Alan said, quote, "It's been a long road, and it's taken me places I never imagined, but I can't think of a better place to put on a big show and give the fans a finale than in Nashville and include so many special friends. We just felt like we had to end it where it all began, where it all started for me, and that's in Nashville, Music City, where country music lives."
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's a perfect place to wrap it.
Well, and it makes sense too. If you're going to invite all these people, they're probably going to be in town anyway. That's one of the nice things about having, you know, Music City, the country music capital or whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, people are going to be around, right?
Other than, you know, for doo-wop and, all that with Motown in Detroit and everything. Mm-hmm. There's not anything like that. Yeah, musically.
No, you in terms of like pop music, you had centers. You had, of course, New York was one, but also L.A. was one. And then you throw in some minor ones like Memphis, you know, or down in Muscle Shoals in Alabama or something like that. But in country, there's only one place, and it's Nashville. That's it.
If you want to make it as a pop star or a rock and roll or something like that, there's a 100 places people will point you to.
Yep.
If you want to make it in country music, there's one state that they point you to. That's one place.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And to to what you're talking about there, and even Motown and all these things, those were something at a time. And around that time, Nashville starts to grow and grow and grow. Nashville's still here. Those other places.
They're not as known as they were in their prime. Exactly.
It's really impressive.
It did.
Very, very impressive. And here is Mr. Jackson right now chasing that neon rainbow on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet mama. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck, heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday. Overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes the thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio, he wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I'm ever wanting is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky tonk dream.
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI's Playmakers.
Do you believe in miracles?
Hit us in the numbers by calling up and join the conversation with your sports takes and feelings.
What the hell's going on out here?
We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local and state sports coverage that you won't hear anywhere else.
The Assumption Royals are going to win the state championship.
All thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Playmakers, we speak sports.
Get up, get out of here, and go!
Hey, get in.
What?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Have you noticed the leaves changing colors or feel that cool, crisp air at night? Maybe you've even started reaching for your favorite hoodie. Fall is in the air, and with that, the smell of pumpkin spice lattes. Curl up with a good book and your favorite cup of coffee or tea. Downtown at From the Ground Up Coffee House. Don't let the coolness slow you down. Warm up and get going. Or get comfy and dive into that book. From the Ground Up Coffee House, where every day starts with a smile and a good cup of chill.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Mama told her baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting in the car. Mama said, girl, you won't get it.
Another lesson.
24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
spinning faster into a new disaster. So I run to you.
Smart speaker to play WIRI.
I never saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right. But I was running out of time. Cause you had one foot out the door. I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and
King, write this down on George Strait on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. It's my favorite of his songs. I love that
song. It's one of my favorite. He's so much fun.
He does, when he sings that one, at least the live versions I've seen, he gets really into it. He smiles and everything. You don't get to see George Strait smile that often.
He's pretty calm and collected guy.
I want to get to our schedule, but we've got some kind of breaking news. I don't like to throw that terminology around or anything, but our sports director around here, Michael Comer, he's more than just sports, everybody. He does a lot of other stuff.
That's right.
Can't wait to get him him on the morning show and for other people to hear what you and I have talking to Michael and everything, sent me over a text this morning. Coming to Green Bay May 16th, Lambeau Field, Luke Combs.
Oh, he's doing a stadium show.
Bringing along with him Dierks Bentley, Ty Myers, Jake Worthington, Thelma and James.
Wow.
It's going to be my kind of Saturday night. It's going to be a good show.
Very cool.
I don't know many artists that can rock an NFL stadium. This is one of those guys.
I can believe it. I can totally believe it.
That's going to be a killer show, man. It's gonna be big. We got to get to that somehow. We got to check that out.
We got to find a way. We can find a way to get other people there.
The current country artists that are touring, that are doing their thing, I don't know that there is a better live show than Luke Combs. I genuinely don't know if there's a better one. To see him at an NFL stadium, that is going to be awesome.
He's that's how he earned his stripes, man.
Yeah.
The live stuff.
Shout out to Michael sending that over and working hard tonight. He'll be here at 5:50. Cooley Christian Providence at Nakusa. Boys soccer. Mike and Laura are going to tag team this one.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope you caught the game on Tuesday. Mike and I had a fun time with that one. A big win for the Raiders. And hopefully Nakusa will be coming away victorious tonight. So make sure you tune that in. And, of course, we got the final regular season football game tomorrow night, everyone. We've got Nakusa versus Wisconsin Dells, and Mike wrapping up the season for that. So it's been a great football season this year. I know the teams didn't do that great, but it was great that we were able to bring you all those games, and that's what we're here for.
We get to not only get these kids on the airwaves and have their names be heard by their loved ones and friends and all that, but we got to carry Assumption football throughout a couple of games this season in a historical season for them in their last year of 11-man football.
That's right.
We're not able to do that with our sponsors, our advertisers out there. We greatly appreciate all you businesses supporting local teams and supporting like local high school sports. We got a whole calendar year left, though. So you can still join the team, all you businesses out there. We encourage you to do so and be listening to us as our sports. We bring you as much as we possibly can.
And,
of course,
we
got home River King games coming up as well.
I mean, we got more sports than you can shake a stick at.
And you got the second cup of coffee coming up along with Katie Cruz. Laura going to be around for a little bit. You got a lot of great stuff throughout the day.
Keep it locked right here, folks.
Mm-hmm. Here is the guy coming to Lambeau in May. It's Luke Combs, going, on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Have a good morning, everybody.
Like she was made for moving on. That girl is going, going. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can easily find the right home insurance for you, even if it's not with Progressive. But if you don't choose us, then sure, okay, it's not going to work out. We're not going to cry about it or stay awake wondering what our future together would have looked like. We can't get emotionally invested, even if it sounds like we are. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer allows you to easily compare home insurance rates and coverages in one place, even if it's not with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. I love you. I shouldn't have said that.
Custom apparel, pens, tumblers, and beyond. Wham Inc. makes your brand the hero. Fly to their new website, WAMINK.com. Wham Inc. Unleash your brand's true power.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 2025 cranberry harvest in Wisconsin is projected to dominate production for the 31st year in a row. Roughly 250 cranberry growers in the Badger State are expected to produce 65% of the global supply this year.
So we're on a cranberry marsh. I will say in Wisconsin we call them marshes, not bogs.
That's Holly Herline. She's the communications manager for the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. At this time of year, cranberry beds are flooded for what's referred to as a wet harvest. Despite popular belief, cranberries don't grow in water.
You do see lots of water here, but that's also unique to harvest. They are not in water all the time. They're grown on like a woody vine in soil.
Only 5% of the annual cranberry crop is sold as fresh berries. That portion is harvested gently to avoid bruising the fruit. Herline said fresh cranberries are only available in the stores from roughly October to November.
You really can only buy fresh berries around that time frame, so we recommend people to stock up. They freeze really well for a year.
Even though Wisconsin produces more cranberries than anyone else, it's still a relatively small crop compared to others in the state. Herline says different growers harvest in different ways, and equipment is mostly constructed by the growers themselves.
They are a very innovative bunch. They are not just farmers, they are engineers and mechanics and scientists and all the things, so very interesting.
The USDA National Agriculture Statistics Services projects the Wisconsin 2025 cranberry harvest to reach 5.3 million barrels. The cranberry industry is valued at just under $1 billion and employs nearly 4,000 people in the state. Wisconsin agriculture as a whole contributes over $116 billion annually to the state economy. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 65 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Could catch a shower or an isolated thunder shower late tonight. Our low 48 tomorrow. Becoming partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Would you hold on to me tighter as the summer sun got higher? If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, fields of clover. Would we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me see, let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Would you go with me? I'd look down forever if you were lighter than a feather. Oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, accompany me to the edge of the sea, help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so, so would you go with me?
Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight.